is my sister. For her epilogue is a foregone conclusion. Antigone beats her broken breastplate, her voice clapped in the throat of Akasha, cash memory dropped in dusty bits of this and nothing. Trapped behind glass in the roof window, looking out from the fallen library. Caught, can't climb out. Sticks and stone walling, stalling in installments, broke her backbone. Words were hurled, furled and taken aback, dropping like one day skies. Ranting ants got into the working progress, broke down the verbal nets with their falsetto insistence. False manifesto. Antigone presses her ear to the wall to hear the whispering hysteria of the global whirl. In her shell, she accumulates the tiny failures they let slip through the cracks, piecing them together, a collective sin. Along with Freud, finally. This is Europe, Central, the centre of Europe, the cart between Vienna and Prague, my own in some, with an extension of the track or of the Orient Express, near Athens or Reading, between Oxford and London. And in the same letter, he says, as always, it seems to me that he has a horror of letters, that they are hell. He accuses the post, the telegram, the telephone. Elsewhere, he says that he burns letters and speaks of epistolary sorcery. Yes, yes, but who will believe it?